Hare Krishna. So yesterday was the disappearance day of Madhavacharya and the Acharya Brahma Madhya Gaudiya Sampradaya or Brahma Sampradaya. And today is the disappearance day of another great Acharya of Sri Sampradaya. Srila Ramanuja Acharya. One of his disciples, he prays to the Srila Ramanuja Acharya, Chaitrardam Sambhavam Vishnu Darsana Sthapana Utsukam Tundira Mandalaya Sesa Murtim Ramanujam Bhaje. I worship Lord Sri Ramanuja, the incarnation of Ananta Ses, who took birth in the month of Chaitra, in April, May, under this sixth lunar mention in the Tundira Desa, to establish the philosophy of Lord Vishnu. So, Ramanuja Acharya, who was in this planet in between 1017 AD to 1137 AD, about 120 years, this is a long period of time, he was present in this planet, and he was a propounder of Vishishta Advaita philosophy, Acharya of Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya. As is mentioned in Padma Purana, that Sampradaya Vihinaste Mantraste Nishphalamata. Without accepting mantra from a authorized sampradaya, the mantra is useless, cannot give any fruit or result. Atah kalau bhavishanti chatvarah sampradayina Sri Brahma Rudra Sanaka Vaishnava Khiti Pavanah. To purify this entire planet, there is four acharyas or four sampradayas, the emanates. Kalau in this age of Kali, bhavish chatvara, four sampradayas, Sri, Brahma, Rudra and Sanaka, chatusana. And chatvaraste kalau bhavya utkale purusattama. All these four sampradayas, they will be united in one place, that is in Utkala in Odisha, that is Purusottama Khetra, Jagannath Puri. Ramanuja is considered as Acharya of Sri Sampradaya, Ramanujam Sri Sikarji. Lakshmi Devi, he accepted Ramanuja Acharya as Acharya Har Sampradaya. Madhava Acharya Chatussana, Chatussana Brahma accepted Madhava Acharya in his Sampradaya as an Acharya. Sri Vishnu Swamin Rudra, or Lord Shiva accepted Vishnu Swami as an Acharya in his Sampradaya. And Nimbaditya Chatussana, the four Kumaras, they accepted Nimbaditya or Nimbark Acharya as Acharya of that Sampradaya. So these are four authorized Sampradayas of Vaishnavas. And the Sri Sampradaya Acharya is Srila Ramanuja Acharya. His appearance was in 1070 AD, and as mentioned in this verse, is in Chaitra Shukla Panchami, or sometimes say told Shasthi, so Panchatithi. And his birthplace was here, like it's called Sri Perumbudur, or sometimes it is also called as Mahabhutapuri. It is 30 miles just southwest of Madras. This the present day called it is Chennai. His father was Asuri Sri Sarvakratu Kesavacharya, and mother was Kantimati. They were very religious, Brahmanas. Kesavacharya, his father was very well known Pandit, or a Brahman, he was very famous person in those areas for performing different kinds of jagyas. That's why he has got the title, that Sarvakratu. And, but unfortunately, the couple, they did not Absalom, any son or any child. So they performed a great austerity in the temple in Madras, in Triplican area. Still this temple is there, Parthasarathi temple. And they performed so much austerity and they performed so many jagyas there to please the Lord. And finally, after many, many years about the performing austerities and jagyas, after performing so many jagyas, they went there abhavruta snan or take bath after when the jagya is completed. Then the performer of jagya or the person who is performing such jagyas, they has to take some bath. That is called that when they are taking bath, both the couples, both Kesava Acharya and his wife Kantimati, and they were praying to the Lord Parthasarathi for a son, for a child. Finally, they feel that in their heart that Lord Himself is told them that He will Himself appear as their son. That is mentioned like in his life history by his disciples. So, because of that, after the result of this jagyas, so they get a child. Lord agreed to his son himself. And so Ramanuja Acharya is born on Thursday in 12th Chaitra Shukla Panchami Tithi. So from his, when he is just born, many great personalities, they come to see the child. One of them was chief disciple of Jamuna Acharya, his name was Nambi, who was also brother of Kantimati. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he wrote in this book this lives and teachings of four Acharyas. He wrote that actually when Nambi came with Nambi, Jamuna Acharya, the then Acharya of Sri Sampradaya, he was residing in Srirangam, he also appeared to this place, and seeing the effulgence of the child's face and all the symptoms of a great personality, of a Mahapurus, they gave the name to the child Rama Anuja. Anuja means younger brother of Rama, means Lakshman. So that is his name was given by Jamuna Acharya or with Nambi, who was his principal disciples of Jamuna Acharya also. So in this way, in their sampradaya also, they believe that Ramanuja Acharya is an incarnation of Lakshman or Anantasis. So it is very long history of his past, so I go very briefly because time is very limited to finish the class in time. So in this way, in childhood, past times we see he was very scholarly person. He finished his studies of Vyakaranas, all the Sanskrit, all these things within a few years. And in his life there was a great thing. There is another Vaishnava who was residing one place just in between Kanchipuram and Punamalle. Punamalle actually was the birthplace of a great Vaishnava. His name is Kanchipurna. Kanchipurna was a great devotee of Bharadrajan. In Kanchipuram, he was a personal worshipper of the Lord, but he was born in a Sudra family. And when that great personality Kanchipurna, he was every day traveling, every day coming to Kanchipuram to worship the Lord, Bharadrajan. In between there is a village of Ramanuja Acharya, the Perumbudur or Mahabhutapuri. This was just in between. So when he was walking every day, he come through the house of Ramanuja, and from very beginning they have some relation. Ramanuja always see the saintly person And he always pay him obeisances, offer him respect. And so, but Ramanuja Acharya, he knows even this this Kanchipurnam is born in a Sudra family, but Lord Bharadrajan accepted him as his intimate servant. So he feels very great pleasure in the association of Kanchipurnam. Even the Sudras cannot be invited by the Brahmana families for prasadam or for a meal. But one time, Ramanuja taking permission from his parents, he invited Kanchipurnam to his house for prasadam. But his intention was to take his remnant. But understanding his intention, Kanchipurna just avoided him. Even after taking prasadam, when Ramanuja went to just massage his feet, he prohibited it. No, you are born in a Brahmana family. You cannot massage a Sudra's feet. But Ramanuja explained him that a Vaishnava's position is even above the Brahmanas. And in this way, there was some relation was between Ramanuja and Kanchipurnam. And in the age of 16, the Keshavacharya, he arranged marriage for his son, Ramanuja, with a girl in a neighboring village. Her name was Rakhyakamba. Then after that, Ramanuja's marriage was finished. Within one month, his father disappeared from this planet. He entered in Nityalila. Then, after disappearance of his father, Ramanuja decided to come to Kanchipuram. Kanchipuram was a place of learning. Those days, the great scholars were residing in Kanchipuram. One of such scholars was Jadava Prakash. And those days, everywhere in India, there is the Mayavada preaching or the teachings of Shankaracharya was prevalent. So, Jadava Prakash was preaching these teachings of Lord Shankar, and he is explaining all the Veda and Vedanta sutras according to interpretation of Lord Shankaracharya. So, in a intention of learning Shastra in detail, Ramanuja just came to Kanchipuram and he decided to stay there permanently with his mother and wife. And he approached Jadava Prakash for accepted him as a student. Jadava Prakash accepted Ramanuja as a student. And seeing the divine qualities of Ramanuja, he was very humble, meek and humble, and is very respectful for his teacher, and his power of remembering things, his talent, all this attracted Ramanuja to Jadava Prakash. But within a short period, the relation broke. One time, in this Kanchipuram, the princess of Kanchipuram was just attacked by a ghost, a Brahma Rakshasa. He just possessed the body of that princess. So many, this Jadava Prakash was this time famous also for some tantric mantras and to cure such persons who were affected by the ghostly influence, all these things. So the king invited Jadava Prakash to cure her daughter, her princess. So Jadava Prakash chanted so many mantras and tried his best to cure the princess and to make the ghost get out from her body. But the ghost was laughing loudly. He told, "You are less powerful than me. Why you are just trying to your useless effort?" The ghost was laughing loudly. He told, "Get out. You cannot do any harm to me. You cannot make me get out from the body of this princess." But finally the ghost told, "Okay, but one thing you can do. If you bring your youngest disciple, this Ramanuja, who is newly just admitted to your school, and if I can get some water that is washing his feet. Or if Ramanuja put his lotus feet on my head, then I can quit the body of this princess. So hearing this, the king immediately called Ramanuja. Many people ran to Ramanuja and just brought him to this spot. And exactly when they washed the feet of Ramanuja, Ramanuja offered drinking water on the mouth of the princess, and Ramanuja himself put his feet on princess head, immediately the ghost left, giving some sign by breaking the top portion of a banyan tree. And then immediately the princess got cured. She just come to normal position, and seeing this the greatness of Ramanuja, the king become very much impressed by Ramanuja Acharya's such divine power. But Jadav Prakash become disturbed. He thought, now he is my student and disciple, now he is become now more, he will be more famous like name than me. Even the king is influenced by his divine power. From that day, he developed some types of enviousness for Ramanuja. Anyhow, Ramanuja was not always humble, and he was giving respect to his teacher. One time, after their morning session, morning classes, Jadav Prakash, his teacher, was taking some rest, or he was sitting and Ramanuja was messaging his body. Ramanuja every day messaged the body of his teacher. In the meantime, one student, he came to ask a question, to clarify some doubt. Sri Sri Gaur Nitaya ki jai, Krishna Balaram ki jai, Radha Shyama Sundar Lalita Visakha ki jai. So the student asked one question, that is from Chandogya Upanishad 1.6.7, that is comparing the color of the lotus, the color of the lotus eye of Lord Narayan. Tasya yatha kapyasam pundarika meva makhini. The verse was, Sanskrit verse was like that. The word specifically, the kapyasam, was in doubt for the student. He was asking, what is the meaning of the particular word? Kapyasam. Shankaracharya in his bhashya, to this word, in his Upanishads, he mentioned this, the word, the meaning of the word as nets of a monkey. The back side, the back portion of a monkey, that looks also like red. The Lord's eyes inside, this color is like reddish color. But he is telling how it is compared. Kapyasam means nets of a monkey. Monkey's backside, back portion of his anus and backside, that is called, sometimes looks, you can see, reddish. But when the Jadav Prakash was explaining this meaning to the student, the inner person or the color of the Lord's eyes is just like nets of a monkey, reddish. Ramanuja could not bear this explanation, cannot tolerate this explanation. This is, he considered as an offense to the Lord. He was standing and messaging his shoulder and back, but suddenly tears started falling from his eyes of Ramanuja. And some drop of tears has fallen on the body of Jadav Prakash. And surprised, he looked at and he saw that he was crying. Ramanuja was crying. So what happened to you? Why you are crying? You don't want to message me, or are you feeling some pain? What happened? He told, oh Lord, I am very much aggrieved because of your explanation to this word, kapyasam. Jadav Prakash told, I am not explained, this is explained by Shankaracharya. You are thinking you are even more intelligent than Shankaracharya? Can you give us some explanation? What explanation you want to give for this? Then Ramanuja told, okay, by your blessing, I can give some explanation here. Then he told this kapyasam is two words there. Kapyasam means kam jalam pivati iti kapi. Kapi and asam. Two. Then he told kam jalam pivati iti kapi. Who drinks the waters? Who? Surya. So he told one meaning of the kapi also, Surya. Generally, copy meaning, the word copy means monkey. Generally, people also knows this. But Ramanuja gave the explanation that copy, one of the meaning of the word copy also Surya. And asa means blossomed. So kapyasan is blossomed by the sun. The word kapyasan means, that is, who is blossomed by the sun. So he explained that this kapyasan means also lotus. So eyes of the Purusa within the golden solar orb are as lovely as the lotuses blossomed by the rays of the sun. He told, why you will explain it like the net of monkey, the color, but it is actually the color is just like the blossom, lotus, the lotus petals, colors like lotus, this color is like that. So when this Jadav Prakash heard this explanation, he became very disturbed. He told, you are such over intelligent, but you want to be even more intelligent, more famous, you are overriding the explanation of Acharya Shankar. Your explanation is actually the secondary explanation. Primary explanation is whatever explained by Shankaracharya. This kapyasa means nets of monkey. But from that day he understood that this boy is always interpreting everything in a personal way. He is thinking the supreme truth is a person. That's why his explanation is like that. Then another that is going on like this. There's many times there is some conflict when Jadav Prakash explains something. Then Ramanuja Acharya will explain it in another way. So there is some conflict between both. Finally one day, another day he was explaining, Jadav Prakash, that Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, that is from Taittiriya Upanishad, this word, particular line, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Then he told Brahma is truthful, Brahma is truth, knowledge and infinite, in impersonal ways he is interpreting. Who? That is Jadav Prakash, he is following the interpretation of Shankaracharya. But Ramanuja was not satisfied. He told, no, these are the qualities of the Lord. This is not Lord himself, these are the qualities of the Lord. The Satyam, Jnanam and Anantam, these are the qualities of the Lord. They are not Lord himself. Lord is not impersonal. Lord is a person. He is Narayan. So now he became very disturbed. Who? Jadav Prakash. Then he invited all other students one time in Ishtagoshti except Ramanuja. He didn't invite Ramanuja. Then the plan, he told this boy, this Ramanuja, if he will be here with us, then one day he will destroy this whole philosophy of impersonalism that is propagated by Shankaracharya. Then they plotted to kill him. He told, somehow other we must kill him, finish his body. Otherwise he will finish our philosophy. Even if I will kick out from this school, he will make his own school and start teaching. But keeping sacred his, what is his purpose? One day he called Ramanuja and he told him, oh my dear boy, now we should go for a pilgrimage to Kashi, Varanasi. In between we will also cross Allahabad, we will take bath in confluence of Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati and we take darshan of Vishwanath. Then our life will be blessed like this. And somehow or other he make agree to Ramanuja to go that journey. He told all students together, we are going, so you come with us. But their plan was in the way to kill Ramanuja and just throw in his Ganges, his body. So when they had just started their pilgrimage started, then after a few days, about 10-15 days, then they reached Vindhyachala mountain areas. There is very dark forest everywhere. So that day they are planning to finish his, to kill Ramanuja somehow or other. But there in among the students there was one question of Ramanuja, his auntie's son, his name was Govinda, and he knows about things. And suddenly one day he come to Ramanuja and very in whispering in his ear he told, what is these people are planning to kill him. If he want to live, you should run away from this association. They are simply planning to kill you and throw your body in the Ganges. So hearing this, Ramanuja became, he was completely astonished. He could not know what to do. How can he escape from the situation? So, telling this, the Govinda also left to the boys, but he told, you don't come. Tonight they will kill you. You stay here. You should run away somewhere or hide yourself somewhere. So Ramanuja sitting there underneath a tree, then he saw that his cousin, the Govinda, he also left. Then finally, he gets some inner courage by the blessings of Narayan, then he started running. He left the main road, but he started in the forest, inside forest, just started walking, or he was running practically. For after 2-3 hours, he became very tired, and he just sit down underneath a tree and just sleep. And when he wake up, and he saw there is one fowler couple, they are also approaching him. They told, oh boy, you are alone in this forest. We think you may have forgotten, you have maybe misdirected your way, or so where are you going? What is your name? Where from? Where you belong? Then Ramanuja explained that I am from Kanchipuram, and he told, yes, I am now planning to go, return back to my village. Then the power couple told, okay, we are also going to the areas, to Kanchipuram, then we go to Rameswaram, like this in pilgrimage. So we now get a nice friend like you. You can accompany us, and we travel together. But Ramanuja has some doubt. This fowler, looks like a dark body, having red eyes. He looks like messenger of Jamaraj. But because of his compassionate and very sweet taking of the wife of the fowler, then he got pacified, gradually believed them. Then they together, after walking a few miles, then in evening the wife of the fowler is telling, oh, I am feeling very thirsty. I need some water for drinking. Then Ramanuja was telling, okay, I can find it. But the fowler told, no, not now. Now you have to sleep. Tomorrow morning, I will give you water. Don't worry. We'll arrange water for your drinking. Just get sleep now. So they arranged some fire. They brought some dry woods and the big fire. Then one side of the fire, he asked Ramanuja to sleep, and other side, the both couples, power couples, they sleep. And in Brahmavurta, Ramanuja got up and he just saw that nearby there is a big well. Big well, and these steps are going inside to the water. Water is in very deep, but their steps are going towards water. And following the steps, he just get down and he wash his face and he drinks some water himself. Then Ramanuja remembered that this wife of the parlor was asking for water, so he brought one palm full of water and offered to the wife of the flower. Then she accepted the water, but she was still thirsty. So like this, three times Ramanuja brought water, and still he was not satisfied. Then he went another time. Then when he was coming back with another palm full of water, he saw the fowler couple had disappeared. So he was surprised, how what happened, where did they go? Then he saw, where is this place where I am now? Then he was searching. Then some visitors were walking on the side. He asked one man, what is this place? Is which place? He looked at him, he told, oh, you are from this place. I saw you many times in Jadav Prakash school. Are you Ramanuja? He told, you know my name? No, yes, this is Kanchipuram. No, sorry, this is Kanchipuram. And this is the famous temple of Varadrajan. And this is the well here, just in beside of this big tree, sala tree. Then he told. Then he come to his senses. He understood that the way they walked about 15 days, now in one night, he reached here. So you understand this is Paula Kaplu here, Lakshmi Narayan himself. They just helped him to bring to this place. So become very, feel very grateful to the Lord. And he went immediately, met the Bharatji Kanchipurnam, the Pujari or the priest of the temple, Bharadrajan. And he came back to his mother. Mother saw the child, she became very happy. She told, how you are come, you are alone, where is Govinda and other your teacher and other associates or your friends? Then Ramanuj told the whole story to his mother. Then he told, don't disclose publicly, keep it secret. So when Ramanuj just came back, then the Jadav Prakash in the front, he was searching, just in out early, where Ramanuj had sent his students, but no one found him. Finally they thought, he get killed in forest by some animals, from tigers or someone. Somehow or other he is just dead. So in this way, Jadav Prakash became very happy. Then they, after a few days he come back. Then they saw again Ramanuja is here. So then Jadav Prakash keeping his things in secret. But outwardly he again invite Ramanuja to his school. And again their teaching started then. But finally one day, again such things happened that within his teachings, he was explaining another verse, Sarvam Khalu Idam Brahma, in an impersonal way. And Ramanuja opposed his teachings, and he explained it in different way, in a personal way. So now he became very furious. He told, you get out from here, I don't want you here anymore. You open your own school, and if you like to teach, you teach your philosophy there. Don't come back here. Don't pollute all the students. So Ramanuja then, he opened his own school and he started teaching. Few people come and he started teaching his Vaishnava philosophy. In the meantime, because of he's committed so many Vaishnava apara, Jadav Prakash, he get leprosy in his body. He is offending Ramanuja in so many ways. So the mother of Jadav Prakash, he told to her son, Jadav Prakash, please, you should surrender to Ramanuja. Otherwise, no one can cure you. And you should accept his lotus feet. And he mentioned, finally, Jadav Prakash surrendered to Ramanuja and he became his disciple. But before all these things happened, he gave him name Govinda Das. Finally, he took Tridanda Sannyas from Ramanuja also. But before all these incidents happened, there so many things happened. Jamuna Acharya, who was staying in Srirangam, he was the Acharya of those days. He was the foremost famous Acharya for the Vaishnavas. And he knows Ramanuja is a great personality. He came in by his birth place and he saw him and all the symptoms of his Mahapurusha. Just in a clue to see Ramanuja in Kanchipuram, one time just Jamunacharya visit came to Kanchipuram and he saw Ramanuja in the association of Jadav Prakash. He became very disturbed. He was paid to Bharadrajan, please make this boy free from his association of Jadav Prakash and sent to our association of the Vaishnava association. So Jamunacharya was thinking to talk something to Ramanuja, but because he was in the association of all these Mayavadis, he just left to Srirangam. But after few days, he sent one of his disciples, Mahapurnam. He told, you go, somehow other finds some way to bring Ramanuja to our place, to Srirangam. So Mahapurna came and he told to Ramanuja that is the desire of the Acharya, Jamunacharya, that you must come with me. Acharya is very anxious to see you. And Ramanuja also heard so many things about Jamunacharya. His Stotra Ratna, practically Ramanuja was reading, reciting his Stotra Ratna that is compiled by Jamunacharya, great prayers for Ranganath, for Lord Vishnu. And so immediately agreed. Ramanuja immediately started walking with Mahapurna towards Srirangam. But in the way, they heard the message that Acharya, Jamunacharya, disappeared from the planet. So that is just like a great shock for Ramanuja. Actually, in his mind, within his heart, he has already accepted Jamunacharya as his spiritual master. But now he disappeared. So somehow other Mahapurna pacified him, then both of them, they arrived in Kanchi, at Srirangam, and then Jamunacharya's body was just, he was just in a sleeping pose, everyone just surrounding him, and everyone is lamenting, crying. But Ramanuja very peacefully, he just observed his body, his transcendental body of Jamunacharya. Though everything was okay, but his three fingers were just like, the three finger of his right hand is just closed like this. Generally, when the dead body, then all fingers are open. But three fingers like this, is not open. So Ramanuja could understand there is some purpose. That is, Jamunacharya, these three fingers are just within. So Ramanuja, understanding the purpose of Jamunacharya, he started declaring three things in front of Jamunacharya's transcendental body. He just, first he told, remaining always in the fold of Vaishnavism, I shall protect the people by making them refugees of Srimad Narayanam. And I shall follow the five sanskaras, pancha sanskaras, the principles of the, that is the Vaishnava, explained in the Vaishnava philosophy or in Bharsas in Dravida Desas compiled by Jamunacharya. So when he just finished this first statement, then one finger just becomes straight and two remain like this. Next he declared, I shall write the Sri Bhashya, which will usher in good and establish the knowledge of reality. Then he declared that I will compile a commentary on Vedanta Sutra, that is Sri Bhashya, which established the Vaishnava philosophy. So when he told this, then the next finger just opened. Then one remained still like this. Then he again declared, followed the Siddhanta of Vishnu Purana by Parasara Muni, that is the Ishwara, Jivas and the material world, this cosmic creation, and the ways of their progress, all this explanation that is given in Vaishnava Siddhanta in Vishnu Purana, I will follow this same path and I will explain them and preach this philosophy everywhere. After finishing this statement, next finger becomes straight. So everyone understood, everyone now present in the assembly, they understood that this person is the next successor to Jamunacharya. They praise, everyone just praise Ramanuja like anything, but Ramanuja is very morose because he could not get initiation from Jamunacharya practically. He in his heart, he has accepted him as his guru. So immediately after declaring these things, Ramanuja again come back to Kanchipuram. But he was still searching for a spiritual master. And he was asking Kanchipuram, the pujari of the Varadarajan temple, to accept him as his disciple. But he was telling, no, I am a Sudra. I am not even know, did not know any Shastra. And you are such a vast scholar, such a great scholar, having vast knowledge, and you are born in such a high family, Brahman family. I cannot accept as your disciple. I will ask Varadarajan, who will be your guru. So in the meantime, Ramanuja was thinking, somehow or other I must eat the remnant of this great Vaishnava, who? Kanchipuram. Mahaprabhu will tell like this, if you want to achieve Krishna Prem, simply depend upon three things of a Vaishnava. Bhakta pada duli ar bhakta pada jao, bhakta bhunkta vases teen mahabal. Bar bar sarvasastre pukariya kai, ehi tina haite krishne prema bhakti hai. By accepting it just from a lotus feet of a Vaishnava, you will give up all your sinful reactions. All his karma has gone to the Vaishnava, whose feet you touched. By drinking the washing the water that is washing the feet of a Vaishnava, your ear, in your consciousness get purified. And by drinking, by eating the remnant, you get the same disease that the person whose remnant you have taken. That means the Vaishnava is always merged in Krishna Prema. So that consciousness will transfer to you. So that's why Ramanuja is thinking somehow or other to eat the remnant of Kanchipurna. So one time he invited him to his home for prasadam. But Ramanuja's wife, Rakshakambal, she was completely a smart lady. She could not tolerate any person which belonged to other caste can come to her house, or even a Sudra can enter her house. So time was given for lunch and it was late. So Ramanuja just came personally to take Kanchipuram from his place. But Kanchipuram just traveled in the other way. So they could not meet each other. And Kanchipuram in the meantime appeared in the house of Ramanuja. And Ramanuja's wife was there. Rakshakambal, he told, my husband invited you. Okay, sit down. Just in out of the house, there's some, what is called, baranda. Put his lip plate there and sit down here. And then he offered him prasadam. Kanchipuram ate all prasad. And whatever remained in the plate, he nothing remained, but he himself took the lip plate and threw it in proper place, and he cleaned the place with cow dung, everything. Then he left. And then he left, then the Rakshakambal, she just cleaned whole area. He called a servant, the Sudra camp, touch this place. You should clean everything nicely. Just throw some soil from inside out and put some cow dung and make it clean. So after some times, Ramanuja came back and his wife told him, yes, he came. Kanchipuram came, I offered him prasad, he ate and left. So where is remnant? He just thrown everything. No remnant is here. And he explained to, now Ramanuja became disturbed. He understood the whole situation. The servant explained what happened. He even not allowed him to enter the house. Ramanuja very disturbed. After some time, like this, Ramanuja again come to Kanchipuram and request him, please, who is my spiritual master? If you will not initiate me, then you ask Bharadrajan, who is my spiritual master? So Kanchipuram told, okay, I will ask Bharadrajan. One time he asked, the next day he told, okay, Bharadrajan told that this Mahapurnam will be your spiritual master. So finally, Ramanuja took initiation from Mahapurnam, and that is a disciple of Jamunacharya. Then Mahapurnam came after giving initiation to Ramanuja. He also decided to stay in Kanchipuram. And he came and he is staying in the same house of Ramanuja. And there is a well in front of Ramanuja's house. Every day they bring water from that well. Both wife of Ramanuja and wife of Mahapurnam, the spiritual master of Ramanuja, they together collect water from that well. So one day when they throw, both of the ladies, they throw their bucket inside and just pulling the rope to bring the waters from out of the well. So this the bucket of Mahapurna's wife just came up, and few drops of water just throw and just fell down on the bucket of Rakshakambal, the wife of Ramanuja. So now this wife of Ramanuja became very angry. He told you, you are a Sudra lady. How your water just fell down on my whole water gets spoiled. I cannot use this water for my deity worship, all these things. You may be wife of my spiritual master of my husband, but that doesn't mean you can do whatever you like his chastise, or like anything. So she was just crying. And after his husband Mahapurna came, he explained everything. Then they decided to leave the place. They come back to Srirangam again. So when Ramanuja heard all these incidents, he became very disturbed that this lady is even offended my spiritual masters, or wife and everything. Then Ramanuja find some way somehow other to give up the association of such a smart lady like his wife, Rakshakambal. So another time one Brahman just came, a hungry Brahman asked some prasad. Ramanuja was not in home.
So he came and asked Ramanuja's wife, Rakhyakambal, to give some prasad. He is very hungry. She chastised the Brahmana like anything. Get out from here. Eh? We are so hard by hard working and why are you coming here? Get out of the... So the Brahmana came in the way, he saw Ramanuja, he explained the whole situation. I am so hungry, I ask some prasadam, your wife chastised like me, anything, so bad words, all these things. So Ramanuja now told, okay Brahmin, you are, do something. Ramanuja purchased a new cloth and some letter he falsely wrote that to Rakhyakambal's name. Eh? Your brother's marriage is on certain days and so please come with this Brahmana to our house. So you can attend the marriage function up here. Brother, if you possible, you can bring your husband also, like this false letter and sign of his father-in-law. Then he gave Brahman to give this letter. So when this letter come to Rakhyakambala's hand, she become very happy now. The same Brahman, he was refused to give him prasad, but now he told, okay, sit down, and he feed him very nicely, nice prasad and all these things. And then when Ramanuja came, told, okay, my father sent this Brahmana as messenger. I have to go to my father for attend my brother's marriage. Ramanuja told, yes, it is allowed. But I am busy some important works here. I cannot go, you can go. But you take all your clothes, all your ornaments with you because you are going. You can stay there for a long time. I have no objection. So she became very happy. She could not understand why Ramanuja is telling, take all your sarees and all. So she took all everything and just went with this Brahmana to his father's house. Then Ramanuja decided to take sannyas. So immediately he just came to Rangasiranga Mandir and he met Kanchipurnam in front of Bharadrajan. He prayed to the Lord, "Oh Lord, please make me free from this bondage of material attachment. So accept me as your servant." And in this way he make his own tridanda. Ramanuja is not, no one is his sannyas guru. He made his own tridanda and after following the shastras, birthed in front of Kanchipurnam and Bharadrajan, he accept tridanda. Like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also accepted like this. So everyone criticized Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, why he take sannyas like this? He no sannyas guru. Ramanuja Acharya also take sannyas like that. Took sannyas, then he started accepting disciples. So Dasarathi is first disciple and next was Kuresa. Like this many disciples came one after another. And Ramanuja now started his digvijay, his preaching of Vaishnava philosophy everywhere. He traveled and preached everywhere. And time is over, so with many things to say. So as Jadaprakal also become his disciples, his cousin Govinda, he was actually become a Shiva Bhatta for a long time now. He came back to Ramanuja also. He also took sannyas from Ramanuja. In the meantime, this local king of Kanchipuram, his name was Krimikantha. He was a great devotee of Lord Shiva. So he thought that everywhere now Vaishnavism is spreading. Everyone is telling it, accepting Shiva, Lord Vishnu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So no one is accepting Shiva now. I should smash this guy. Who? Ramanuja. So he planned to kill Ramanuja. Somehow or just finish everything. One day, Ramanuja was in Srirangam. So he invited Ramanuja, he sent some very big, very strengthy people, about 20 people, to go and forcefully just catch him, bring him here. But all Ramanuja's disciple Kuresa, he was a great saintly person, he could understand everything. So he just dressed himself as Ramanuja. He did not care, he told, I cannot bear the separation of my spiritual master. It's better I myself kill. The king may kill me, not my spiritual master. So he dressed himself like Ramanuja. He took a sannyas dress, danda, and he went to this, he told, yes, I am Ramanuja. Then he went with them. Then there was a great debate with the Saivites and with Kuresa, then practically they were all defeated. But forcefully, they told, no, you have to accept Lord Shiva as the Supreme Personality. But he was not accepting. Finally, the king told, okay, he is not accepting. Just take his eyes. Make him blind. Take his eyes out. Pull eyes out. So like this, they make him blind. Then Kuresa come back and Ramanuja became very unhappy. He told to pray to the Lord. Varadarajan, your eyes will come back. But three times he went to pray to the Lord. He prayed for the benefit of the king who has did such a cruel action for him. But he who pulled out his eyes, he told, please give him and please show him the proper way. Please excuse him. He did not know what he did. Ramanuja now get disturbed. I told to ask for your eyes to you will get back. Now this is the order of a spiritual master. So you tell this. The fourth time, when he come in front of Varadaraja, he get back his eyes again. So in this way, Kuresa was very helpful to Ramanuja. And then when he was going to compile the Srivasya, very Bodhayana Sriti, he need one important book that is explained the Vaishnava philosophy, that is Bodhayana Vritti. That is very old literature. But that is that was in Sardapitha, or this in Singari Mathi in Kashmir. That is the Sri Sampradaya is one of these there. Sorry, Mayavad's one place. There are four places they have mutts. So bring that book. So when Ramanuja and Kuresa, they arrived at the place, Singari Mutt, they asked them to give this book for reading. They told, we don't have this book. Actually, the book was there. Ramanuja get disturbed. Then he prayed there in Nusingadev's deity and they prayed to the Nusingadev. And he told them Nusingadev personally gave the book to Ramanuja. But after they bringing the book and walked few miles, they searched, this book was not there, Bodhayana Sruti. They with big, very strong people, they 20 people, they run and just catch in the way to Ramanuja and just snatch the book from his hand. Ramanuja will get disturbed. But Kuresa was such a person. He told, it is already 30 days and within 30 days I wrote a whole book and I memorize everything. Don't worry, they maybe took book. Now I am writing the same things, this book again. So he write the Bodhayana Sruti, whatever. He just read and remember everything. He wrote a whole book. In this way, Ramanuja compiled his Sri Bhashya, the famous Sri Bhashya of Vedanta Sutra. And he started traveling and preaching all over India. He traveled north, south, everywhere. He became very famous. They established there is 108 main temples of Sri Sampradaya. They called Alwars. There is this saintly person they called Alwars, but this Alwar North, like Lakshmi Narayan deities. That is the Divya Desam, 108 Divya Desam. And so in this way, the Ramanuja established his philosophy all over India, even out of India, in Nepal and many places. He traveled everywhere. He became very famous. But one place he was not able to establish his Pancharatrika Vidhi of worshipping Lakshmi Narayan as the Supreme, when he came to Jagannath Puri. Puri, he came and he met the king of the Gajapati king, and he told, this worship is going on in Jagannath temple is not according to Pancharatrika Vidhi of Narada Muni. There is no proper Shastra Pramana, everything. Call these Pandits to argue with me how they are worshipping Jagannath. There is no Shastra Pramana. So there is debate between them. But the Ramanuja defeated very easily all this the so-called Pandits in Jagannath Puri. So they get great disturbed now. The king told, okay, from tomorrow, the process of worshipping Lord Jagannath will be according to Ramanuja Acharya's recommendation. Tomorrow morning Ramanuja Acharya will come first, and whatever he told, everyone should follow. How to open the gate, how to chant different mantras, to apply all these things. So pujaris become very disturbed. They pray to Lord Jagannath, O Lord, We are just worshipping you with our innermost love and affection. That is going on from the time immemorial, you know. But now what is going to happen? So they just cry and they pray and just pay their obeisance and left to their home. And Ramanuja Acharya was sleeping in Jagannath Puri. When he got up in the morning, he was not in Jagannath Puri. He was in Kurumakshetra. 1,000 kilometers Jagannath threw him overnight. So when he got up again next day, then he found that he is not in Jagannath Puri, he is somewhere. Then in Kurumakshetra, he was thinking this may be Sivalinga. But after he is seeing the symptoms of chakra and gada, all these things, symptoms in that Shira, then he understood this is Kurumashila, Kurumakshetra. But in this connection, Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote in his Navadip Mahatmya that actually before going to Kurumakshetra, Ramanuja went to came to Navadip Mandal. Lord Jagannath told him to know the glories of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and the Panchala Purusartha Prema is actually the goal of life. His goal of life is not just Mokhya. That is the Sri Sampradaya, the thing that just to get Mukti is the goal of life. So near Ramanuja first came to Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained that he came to Navadip Mandal and a place named Vaikunthapura. Just to wake up in Navadip Mandal, we go to Mamagachi in Gumbadodrul, and forward you walk, there is Vaikunthapura. And in that place, this is called Vaikuntha. Actually, that is the heaven, this is the Vaikuntha planet, like the place of Lakshmi Narayan, opulence, place of opulence. So Ramanuja, who came to this place, then Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared to him, gave him personal darshan. And seeing Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he became overwhelmed with ecstasy. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu explained him everything, that what is the goal of life. And he explained that he is Narayana form, that is the Ramanuja wanted to see him as Gaur Narayana. Then he understood this Gauranga Mahaprabhu is his sister. He is worshipable Lord Narayana himself. Then hearing from Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he became the goal of life. Then he told, okay, from now I will start preaching about Gauranga Mahaprabhu, the glories of Gauranga, and all this thing. He had to do what? Gauranga Mahaprabhu prohibited him. No, not now. When I appear and in this planet and perform my pastimes, then I left, then my glories will be spread everywhere. But now you spread this dasya rasa, this whatever you are preaching in Sri Sampradaya, you are acharya, this is the proper time. And I am giving you a boon. You have a desire to see my pastimes. So when I appeared in this planet and perform my pastimes, then you also appeared in my pastimes as Ananta. Ananta Acharya in a Navadip. So Ramanuja Acharya appeared in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes as Ananta Acharya. Mentioned when there was marriage of Lakshmi Priya and Gauranga. And this particular person, Ananta Acharya, he appeared there. He danced like anything, made men. Now he understood everything by mercy of Lord. He revealed his pastimes, that he understood that I was in my previous life as Ramanuja and now appeared as Ananta Acharya, and the Lord, by mercy, I seeing this marriage of Lakshmi Narayan, Gaur Narayan and Lakshmi Priya. So in this way, Ramanuja Acharya is a great devotee of the Lord and is one of the most important Acharya of Vaishnavism. And he lived about 120 years in this planet. Finally, he told his disciples, now the time came for my disappearance. But disciples, they could not bear his disappearance. He told, no, we don't. He told, I am already 120 years old. I have to finish my pastimes now. When these disciples started crying, then Ramanuja told them to carve one deity. They carved one deity. Then Ramanuja himself, he told, now I am inducing all my power into this deity. I am entering this deity. Then you worship this deity. And whatever you are feeling in my presence, you will feel the same thing with this deity. You can worship this deity every day. Do Guru Puja and Aarti. And when anything you want to know, You can approach this deity and everything will reveal to you within. Dibya Jnana Hrude Prakashita. So when this Sri Rangam past deity was established, when even Ramanuja in planet, then his birthplace Perumbudur or Mahabhutapuri, the devotees there, they also carved another deity of Ramanuja. And they established the deity in proper process of Vedic rituals. That time Ramanuja was sitting in Sri Rangam. He was giving some discourse and suddenly he becomes stern, like in Samadhi, just sitting like this. And some the disciples, they marked that some blood just come out, one kono just two spot of blood, so they just come out. This become, they asked what happened Gurudev after he come to the normal position. Then he told that my disciples in my birthplace, that is Deparam, that is in Perumbudur or Mahabhutapuri, they installing my deity there. So there is no difference between me and my deity. So that is the first Acharya, even he was in planet, his deities were carved and worshipped. Madhavacharya did not leave, Madhavacharya did not leave his body, so there is no samadhi of Madhavacharya. He simply disappeared. When explaining Aitariya Upanishad in Udupi, suddenly the demigods, they appeared and they throw so many flowers and he just disappeared. But Ramanuja Acharya, he disappeared and he ordered his disciples to establish his murti, his vigraha, statue. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada also, even in this presence of Srila Prabhupada, this deity particularly in Gaudnitra altar, Gaudnitai altar, this deity of Srila Prabhupada, that is, even in presence of Prabhupada, the deity was there. Many people, when they come to offer garlands to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, when there are so many things, they told, just offer to my vigraha, my deity form in altar. So that is authorized to worship the deity form of spiritual master. In this way, finally, Ramanuja Acharya disappeared from this planet on the particular day. And he established this Sri Siddhanta. In a nutshell, what is his philosophy? Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur just summarizing. What is the philosophy of Ramanuja? He wrote, Chit, Achit and Ishwara. These three truths have been accepted in the Vishishta Advaita Siddhanta of Ramanuja. The word Chit refers to the spirit soul, Achit refers to the matter or the cosmic manifestation, and Ishwara refers to the supreme personality of Godhead, Narayan, who is the controller of both spirit and matter. So Ramanuja accepted Lakshmi Narayana as supreme and Jiva as just part and parcel of the Lord. They are eternal servant of the Lord. And it's also this material world or the cosmic manifestation. And Lord Narayana is the cause of all causes. And in the opinion of Acharya Ramanuja, one should revive his relationship with the Supreme Lord by spiritual cultivation. One should worship, offer obeisances to, and meditate upon the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead with love and devotion, while remaining fixed in the principles of Varnashrama Dharma. To attain the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord is the ultimate goal of life. This is confirmed in Ramanuja Acharya's book, Vedartha Sangraha. So in this way, time is over, but one thing, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted two things from Ramanuja Acharya. When Mahaprabhu later on established his Achintya Vedaveda philosophy, he took two things from different Acharyas. From Ramanuja Acharya, he took two things. Bhakti is free from jnana and karma. Free from fruitive activities and impersonal knowledge. Like this, bhakti is free from jnana and karma and service to Vaishnava, Vaishnava Seva. Chadiya Vaishnava Seva Nistara Pai Chekeva. Ramanuja Acharya particularly established these principles of serving Vaishnavas and getting their blessings. And even the glorified Mahaprasad, one time he just spent many things, stories like this. One time just Ramanuja took some Mahaprasad and throw in a pond, right? Many pieces are there. He was working with some disciples. He saw that the pieces, they are eating the Mahaprasad. Then they get the body up Vaikuntha man. The planets, the Vimanas or the aeroplanes came and just took them to Vaikuntha planet. They saw the glory of the Mahaprasad. And his Vaishnava, he served the Vaishnava like Kanchi Prabhu, he told, there is no jati buddhi for Vaishnavas. That is the principle established by Ramanuja. Vaishnava is a transcendental. They are above Varnasram, everything. For caste, all these things. So there are two things Mahaprabhu expected from Ramanuja Acharya. That bhakti is free from jnana and karma. Bhakti is independent. And next, service to, for Vaishnavas. From Madhvacharya Mahaprabhu accepted two things, deity worship. Madhvacharya established the Udupi Krishna, worship of Udupi Krishna. And how to defeat Mayavad? How to defeat Mayavad? You have to learn from Madhvacharya. Madhvacharya is perfect to defeating Mayavad, his philosophy. Then he accepted from Vishnu Swami two things, that full surrender. If you want to achieve Krishna, then you have to surrender. You have to follow the four, six principles of surrender in your life. And then Vishnu Swami told that there is no vidhi bhakti is not everything. Following the strict rules, regulations is not everything. You have to develop spontaneous love, raganuga, path of raganuga, bhakti. There are two things Mahaprabhu accepted from Vishnu Swami. Then finally Mahaprabhu accepted two things from Nimbarka Acharya. That among all the devotees of Krishna, Radharani is topmost. Without her mercy, you cannot approach Krishna. And the way how to achieve Krishna's lotus feet or Radha Krishna prema, that is following the footprints of gopis. Aradhya Bhagavan, Vajesa Tanaya, Taddhama Vrindavanam, Ramya Kachit Upasana, Vajavadhu Vargana Jakalpita. This is specifically from from the Nimbarka Acharya. So in this way, Mahaprabhu made his Achintya Bhedavada philosophy of the Gaudiya Vaishnava. So I stop here. Time is already over. Srila Ramanuja Acharya Tirubhavaha Mahotsav Ki Jai. Srila Ramanuja Acharya Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari Bol.